Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Wanda Proppitt, and I serve as the North Carolina Board of Transportation member for this area. And for such a dreary day and a difficult day, it's wonderful to see such a large crowd. I would like to recognize some elected officials that are with us. Danny McIntosh as mayor. We're glad you're here. Johnny Riddle as chairman of the county commissioners, along with Jim Edwards, Randy Ollis, of course, Jill, and then we have Tammy McIntyre as clerk of court. So we're glad to have all of you with us. You know, it is great to be here today as we come together and honor our friend and brother, father, grandfather, husband, uncle, Clyde McIntosh, by naming the bridge number 9 located on U.S. Highway 19 in Yancey County at Riverside as the Clyde McIntosh Bridge. As Jay and I talked earlier, to our recollection, I think this is the first naming of a road or a bridge that we've ever had in Yancey County. So this is a first for Yancey County that we're aware of. And the North Carolina Department of Transportation recognizes outstanding accomplishments of citizens on a national, state, and local level by naming a roadway or bridge in their honor. This is considered one of the highest honors a state can bestow on someone. At this time, would everyone please stand, and I'll ask Raymond Fox to come forward and lead us in the pledge, followed by Lainey Gardner singing the national anthem.
Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Still there, oh say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land.
Thank you both. And Jerry Holcomb will come forward and do the invocation.
Most holy and glorious Lord God, the great architect of the universe, the giver of all gifts, graces, we humbly come before you this day, thanking you for your many mercies. As we gather here to dedicate this structure, we just pray that it will ever be structurally strong to support the traffic that crosses it and bridge the swift waters beneath it. We dedicate this in memory of your servant and our friend, Clyde McIntosh. We thank you for his life well lived, for the being among the number of your children, the husband, the father, grandfather, friend he was to all. Thank you for his contribution to the advancement of your kingdom, for the good of the people in Burnsville and Yancey County, and for his many concerns for others. May we never lose sight of you in thanking you for all these good gifts and graces. Father, this prayer I make in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We appreciate being able to hold the dedication ceremony here at Riverside Baptist Church. Glenna requested this location because it does hold significant meaning to her and the family. Clyde was a lifelong member and active member of this church. And I just learned that he and Glenna actually gave the property where this building is built. And Glenna, for years, has been the pianist for the church, and I have to add, without pay. Most people get paid for it, Glenna. But the location of this bridge also holds significant meaning since Clyde lived in this community his entire life and crossed it every day. We do welcome each and every one of you here for this special dedication. I would like to, at this time, read the resolution that was passed by the North Carolina Department of Transportation, which is a resolution for Clyde McIntosh. Whereas in November 1986, Clyde McIntosh was duly elected by citizens of Yancey County to the office of Sheriff of Yancey County. And whereas Clyde McIntosh served in the capacity of Sheriff from 1986 to 1990, faithfully discharging the duties of his office. And whereas in July 1999, Clyde McIntosh again entered into public service when he was appointed by the Yancey County Department of Social Services Board of Directors and served as director and chairman of the board until 2005. And whereas Clyde McIntosh was an active community volunteer and activist for such organizations as the Lions Club and the Yancey Camp of Gideons International. And whereas Clyde McIntosh was a friend to all Yancey County citizens. And whereas the Yancey County Board of Commissioners request that Clyde McIntosh be honored for his dedicated service. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the North Carolina Board of Transportation dedicates Bridge Number 9, located on U.S. Highway 19 in Yancey County at Riverside, as the Clyde McIntosh Bridge. That appropriate signs be erected at a suitable time. This was adopted the 6th day of December 2012 by the North Carolina Board of Transportation, signed by Secretary of Transportation Eugene A. Conte, Jr., and our Chairman, Judge Robert A. Collier, Jr. And Glenn, I would like to present this to you. At this time, I would like to call on Ray Rapp, who is former representative of our area, to give some welcoming remarks.
Wanted to thank you and thank all of you for turning out on this wonderful day. It's a wonderful day, but the only thing that's not cooperating is the weather. And so I was afraid I wasn't going to make it up the hill. I don't know if some of you experienced that. I got about three quarters of the way up and kind of slid back down, and I was afraid that I was going to be introduced as the extinguished Ray Rapp. I was delighted when Jill called me 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, and asked if I would come over and make some remarks about the dedication today, because there's no one, please hear me, there's no one that I admired or respected more than Clyde McIntosh. I learned more from him in the loving way he taught you, but I learned more from him than any other person in the political and governing arena that I know. He truly was a great, great community leader. And for those of you who want to put down politicians because they're, you know, there's this negative connotation to them. I say, here's a man who understood exactly what politics was all about. It was a way to get to power, yes. But the key was, what did you do when you got there? And that's what he understood. He understood community service. He understood that helping your fellow human being was the most important thing that you could do. And he could talk to you about how to win. But more importantly, he could talk to you about how to govern. He truly, from what the remarks that have been made, was that person who cared about his community, cared about every citizen in this county, to the point where he and I were out, quote, politicking one day, and we pulled up to one driveway, not the house, the driveway. He said, this person really needs some help. You need to go see him. But he doesn't have to know I'm with you. So I got out of the car and I walked up to the house to find out what the situation was. But here's the point. It was somebody that really had some issues with Clyde. But Clyde was going to see that he got taken care of. And my job was to go up there and try to help. That says an awful lot, folks. That talks about somebody who really understands what it is to be a religious person, a Christian human being, someone who loves his and her fellow human beings. Though it was a political trip, but it was also a trip to help an individual. I've heard some of the folks that are in elected office sitting in this room today tell the same story. Because that was Clyde McIntosh, and that's the reason that we're naming this bridge number 9 after him. And I'm so glad that he's the first to be named, Jay, for that role. I'm going to use a very brief quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson, 19th century figure, talking about what religion is. He says, religion is to do right, it's to love, it's to serve, it's to be a thinker, to be thankful, and to be humble. And when I think of Clyde McIntosh, every one of those words applies to that man. And I think, and I see the nods, the heads, because you know as well as I do that that was the truth of this great man we're honoring today. So, family members, thank you for letting me come and share some remarks about one of the truly remarkable people that I had the honor and privilege of knowing and that you had the honor and privilege of loving. God bless all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray, for those remarks. Tommy Fox had wanted to be with us, but with the snow, he couldn't get down off his hill. And also Judge Robert Hunter planned to come, and he called, and I said, Bob, I don't think you'll want to come up the mountain. So anyway, he wanted to send his regrets. Gordon Myers was leaving out of town, and he also wanted to be here. So there are a lot of friends that planned to be here, but for other reasons couldn't. I want to ask Gene if you would come forward at this time.
These are some remarks that Gordon Myers, these are his exact words, actually. I'm just going to read those that he sent in his absence. He says, during Jim Hunt's last term as governor, he was coming to Burnsville for a luncheon and asked me to ride with him as I was the DOT board member at that time. There were two things that Clyde would call me about at least once every week. Someone who needed a job, he's a good boy from a good family, and when were we going to get a four-lane on US 19E? The governor was running late as usual and was in a hurry as we turned on to 19E. a two-lane meandering road to Burnsville. Just as we turned, a logging truck, piled high with logs, pulled onto the road in front of the patrol car, causing us to slow down to a crawl. Governor Hunt was silent for a few miles, then told the trooper to pass the truck because we were late. Everyone here today knows there was no such thing as a passing lane on the old road, so we just rode along at maybe 40 miles an hour all the way to Burnsville. The governor asked one time if I thought it was okay to throw a blue light on the truck so we could get around. I said I don't think so unless he wanted it all over Yancey County by morning. He asked what we should talk about at the luncheon, and I said to talk about this four-lane road, that would be a good topic. Also at that time, I was serving on the Rural Task Force. Erskine Bowles was the chairman, and Hunt said, tell Erskine to put this road widening on his list as a high priority. We got to the luncheon late as usual, and as I was introducing the governor with Clyde in the front row, I looked at Clyde, and he had this wry smile on his face as I was trying to explain why we were late. I stopped in mid-sentence and asked Clyde, do you have any kin who are in the logging business? He said he had a few, but none of them were driving log trucks. How did he know that that was our problem? The main topic of his remarks were the need to open up Yancey County with a four-lane of 19E into town, as it was one of the few counties in the state without a four-lane highway. To this day, Jim Hunt and I know that Clyde put someone up to pulling that truck out in front of that car that day, and the timing was perfect. Of course, Clyde always said he didn't know nothing about that truck, but you will never convince me that he wasn't involved up to his neck. I know that Clyde is looking down today and with that same wry smile and appreciating the honor you are bestowing on him with the bridge naming in his honor. Clyde McIntosh was one of a kind and will now be forever remembered for his service to Yancey County and its citizens.
You know, as I thought about this dedication ceremony last night, I thought I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge and recognize Clyde McIntosh for his active role in real estate development and investment. I see the attorneys sitting out here nodding their head. But Clyde McIntosh and Clyde Bloom, I don't know that they were related, but they were brothers. Probably sold more real estate than any realtor in Yancey County. And back in the 70s, when I first started selling real estate, a prospective buyer came to the office one day and asked, do you have to have a license to sell real estate? And I said, well, yes. And he said, well, I just looked some property with these fellows. And I asked if they had to have a license. They said, why, no, you just trade around like you do cattle. Well, you can do that if you're selling your own property. And the first time I worked with them, I sold them 100 acres on Three Quarter Creek Road. Y'all know where Three Quarter Creek development is. And Clyde McIntosh said, go down and let Clyde Boone give you a check. So when I went down to Clyde Boone's, he gave me a check, and I said, well, you need to sign this contract. And he said, oh, no need, I trust you. And I explained to him, well, no, with the real estate laws, I had to have a signed contract. And he signed the contract, and we closed it. And over the years, we worked together on many, many transactions, both as buyers and sellers. And you know what, when you come to money, you really find out how someone's true character is. And I can never recall once when Clyde McIntosh tried to shortchange anyone. He always did exactly what he said he would do. And his word was his bond. A handshake was good as a written document. And if Clyde McIntosh told you to do something, he did it. And I thought of another occasion. He stopped by the office one day, and he said, you know, I think I messed up. These fellows asked me if I would help them pave a ramp up at Patience Park in order to get a special needs ramp down to the river for these kids. And I told him, I'll just do that myself. And he thought I was going to put in just a little short ramp of concrete. And he said, you know what? They're putting in about a mile, I think. It's a big, long ramp. And it cost him several thousands of dollars, didn't it, Glenna? But he paid it, and he kept his word. But that was the Clyde that we knew. He was not a person that sought recognition. He worked very quietly behind the scenes, helping others in every way he could. And he never did understand that Board of Transportation members now don't have the power they used to, as everybody calls it, the good old days. But we don't have those privileges today. At this time, I would like to recognize our North Carolina Department of Transportation Division Engineer Jay Swain for a special presentation. Jay, if you'll come forward. At this time, I would ask Tony Harris if he would come forward for a benediction.
May we join together in prayer. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have times in our life when a special person enters into our lives and they touch us and they enhance our lives. They are relatives and friends. Each of us hold dear in our heart. Clyde McIntosh was one of those people. And we thank you, dear Lord, for the presence that he brought and for the gifts that he gave each and every one of us. And we pray today, dear Lord, that as we think about this bridge, that each time we cross it, we may cross it with a smile on our face. Because that's what Clyde brought. He brought a smile to our face. And we thank you again for that. We also thank you today, our Father, for the McIntosh family. We thank you for the citizens that they are, the examples that they live, and the friends that they bring to each and every one and to each other. Now we ask that you would go with us, guide us, and may this bridge be safe. In Christ's most holy name we pray. Amen.
That concludes our service. The family would like to invite everyone to come to the fellowship hall next door. They have refreshments, so for a time of fellowship, please stay if you will. Thank you all.